Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in other odd things I call wombats. And every now and then I get to have a co-host. And today is one of those times when I have a guest host. My guest host is my son, Paul Baya. And Paul, tell us where you live and what you do.
Well, I currently reside in Miami, Florida, but I'm usually found out at sea as I'm working on a cruise ship somewhere around the world.
So Paul is visiting me, and we're going to do a show together. He picked a number of the songs, and I did. And there'll be some contrast when we switch between his songs and mine. So, Paul, you're going to be introducing the first song, and tell us what you got.
Well, this first song is by an Indian artist called Cherry Garg. I don't know where I first heard this song or how it goes into the show today, but I really like it. And this is an Indian-based electronic artist called Cherry Garg. And it has a cool riff. It's not a very long song. It's only about 2 minutes, but I hope you'll enjoy it. Once again, that was the song Adventures by Cherry Garg. Moving on, another song that I have a group here. Many people know the group Coldplay. I had a chance to see them live in concert in Singapore this past summer and thoroughly enjoyed that experience. And listening more online of some of their songs, I came across this one song called Church. And it was from their live Sunrise concert they did in Jordan. What captivated me in this particular song was the female vocalist, who I believe sings in Arabic towards the end of the song, called Nora Shakur. So this is the song Church by Coldplay. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Again, that was Church by Coldplay. Our next artist is yours, Dad. Take it away.
Yeah, that was my son, Paul Baia, my co-host on today's Wombat Show. And the next one is Haley Reinhardt doing The Letter. A bit of change in genre here. You just heard Haley Reinhardt with The Letter, and now it's back to Paul.
Thanks, Dad. This next song is by a group known as Voces 8. It's an a cappella ensemble, and there is a Irish vocalist here known as Shebel. This song is entitled Carrie Fergus, and it's about a town, I think, located in Northern Ireland. But a much more slower pace than the songs we've heard thus far for Wombats and Music. So we hope you enjoy this wonderful a cappella version known as Carrie Fergus by Voces 8 and the female vocalist Shebel.
I'm a rock, yeah. See.
Again, that was Carrie Fergus by the group Voces 8, featuring the vocalist Chabelle. This next song is by a fun group called When Chai Met Toast. I didn't know much about this band, but found out they're a multilingual indie folk alternative band. And they have lighthearted music, which they create in English and also Hindi. This is a cool song I like called Firefly.
Like a firefly, open the night, alive and bright, chasing old shadows. Days grow longer and nights grow shorter as I lie. Passing streetlights and starry moonlights, and I fly free. The days grow longer and nights grow shorter as I fly free. Passing streetlights and starry moonlights, and I fly free. Hey! 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 There, I see, I feel no sorrow. Chale, nikle, kuche ki tarah. There, I see, I feel no sorrow. Chale, nikle, kuche ki tarah. Like a firefly, open the night, alive and bright, chasing old shadows. The firefly, open the night, alive and bright, chasing old shadows. Chasing old shadows like a firefly, open the night, alive and bright, chasing old shadows like a firefly, open the night, alive and bright, chasing old shadows.
That was the indie folk alternative band known as When Chai Met Toast with their song Firefly.
Thanks, Paul. And we're going back to some of my traditional ones. This is country music. It's called Fox on the Run. And this is one of those songs that I enjoy thinking about, but I really can't figure out exactly what's going on here. I just enjoy it. Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall.
He walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Black fox,
black fox,
black fox
on the run. Now everybody knows
the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide.
She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox, like a fox
on the run.
Oh, we'll drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friend we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on before. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door.
She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox
on the run.
That was Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. I want to spend a minute and talk about how I select songs for this show and how I feel about the songs Paul has selected. I've been listening to music all my life and I have a collection, so I use that. I go back and play things I remember and liked a lot. And also I'm constantly looking for new songs. Anytime I'm watching a movie or a TV show or any place where there's music, my antenna are up, and if I hear something that sounds like it's something I'd like, I Shazam it. My phone has an app called Shazam that'll tell me who the artist is and the name of the song, and it usually gets it. And that's how I get my music, a lot of it, the new music. However, also a co-host like Paul brought in a bunch of songs. Only one I'd ever heard was the one about Fast Car, but I'd never heard the others. So I was very impressed, Paul. Those are wonderful selections, and I will keep them and use them in the future. Those were great. And I want to compliment you, even though it's a little bit nepotism, telling my son he did a good job. But I really like your selections, and want to thank you very much for giving me those. And now on with our show. Next up is Glory Be to God by Justin Tweeto. And this is a recent song for me, and it's what I call an earworm. It's gotten into my head, and I hear it all the time. So it may catch you. This is Glory Be to God.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son,
and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
That was To God Be the Glory by Justin Tweeto. And now, back to Paul.
Thanks, Dad. This next song is a song familiar to many of you that may know the song Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, but this is a young female vocalist named Jada Facer, who I think does a nice rendition of the song.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, or the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am.
Again, that was the song Iris by vocalist Jada Facer. Moving on, this next song is another familiar song called Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, but this particular rendition was actually 35 years after she won the Grammy for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance with Fast Car. This was in the Grammys right now with Luke Combs. This was done earlier this year. Cool rendition of this song, Fast Car.
Thank you. out to get to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Be myself, I got nothing to prove.
You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get inside of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get a job, finally see what it means to be living.
Problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did.
Got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live or die this way.
So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was gone. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder.
Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so we'll work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs.
I remember when we were driving. Driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was wrong. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends and you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, but maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your best car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving. Speed so fast, I felt like I was gone. City lights lay out before. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
We got a fast car.
Is it fast enough so you can fly away?
We gotta make a decision.
Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Again, that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs.
And the next song, we're going back quite a few years. This is from 1952. Joe Stafford sang You Belong to Me, and I consider it one of the great classics of the 50s era. You Belong to Me.
Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers, and send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone and without you. That was You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford.
As we continue on, this next artist is called Teddy Swims. Cool sound this guy has, and a fun song. I like this one called Bed on Fire.
I hate to sleep with one eye open. I see the headlights turn to shadows driving past. I hope one night it's not you going, 'cause you woke up and realized what you could have. You sleep with peace of mind, you don't worry. I'm wide awake and know it's gonna hurt me. Least you could do is show a little mercy now. So if you're gonna leave, leave me in the middle of the night. Set the bed on fire, set the bed on fire. If you're gonna leave, leave me, don't say goodbye. Just set the bed on fire, baby, set the bed on fire. And let it burn, let it burn, let it burn all the way to the right. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn all day. Sometimes I wonder what you're thinking. You say you love me, but sometimes I have my doubts. Baby, what if our ship was sinking? Would I be the only one hanging on when it goes down, down? You sleep with peace of mind, you don't worry. I'm wide awake and know it's gonna hurt me. The least you could do, show a little mercy now. So if you're gonna leave, leave me in the middle of the night. Set the bed on fire, set the bed on fire. If you're gonna leave, leave me and don't say goodbye. Set the bed on fire, set the bed, baby, set the bed on fire. Time, don't twist the knife. Don't let me see it, just let me dream. So if you're gonna leave me, leave me in the middle of the night. Oh, set the bed on fire. Set the bed on.
Again, that was Bed on Fire by artist Teddy Swims. Our next song is entitled Heartbreak Warfare. It's by a popular artist named John Mayer. Now, John Mayer says he wrote the song to be about his true feelings and not about a specific person. However, some people have speculated that the song is about Mayer's ex-girlfriend, Jennifer Aniston, but John Mayer has denied this. Cool song I think you'll enjoy, Heartbreak Warfare by John Mayer.
Just to keep me up at night. Dream.
Once again, that was Heartbreak Warfare by John Mayer.
You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and my co-host is my son, Paul Baya, and he's been picking some of the songs, and I've been picking some of the songs, and we're getting ready to close out the show with a final recording, and it's something that Paul and I made together a few years ago. Paul, you remember making this piece?
Not too much. I remember doing some specific recordings, and this is something that I recorded in Miami, and you did another segment elsewhere, out of state, somewhere else, and you pieced it all together. Yeah. So it's kind of fun in this way.
Yeah, it's called Starving, or I Has a Sweet Potato. And I won't tell you too much about it. I'll let you figure it out because the story tells itself. For any of you that are new to this show, Wombats and Music, the wombat part is oddball things that I stick in other than commercially recorded music, and I call those things wombats. And we haven't had a real wombat tonight, but there's one coming up right now. This audio skit, Starving, that Paul and I made together is definitely a wombat. So here is today's wombat.
Starving. You know, a lot of times I write up random posts and then don't post them. But Best Beloved just called me, and I could not really explain why I was inarticulate about sweet potatoes, so I said I'd go ahead and post this. That way she can read it at work and know just what kind of a day it's been. The short version, for those who do not feel like listening to the whole thing, is, arg, frigging sweet potatoes. The longer version, summarized in conversation form, follows.
I'm starving.
Actually, no, you aren't starving. You get two very good meals a day and treats, and Best Beloved fed you extra food while I was gone.
Starving.
I saw you get fed not 4 hours ago. You are not starving.
Pity me, a sad and tragic creature, for I can barely walk. I'm so starving. Whoa.
I am now ignoring you.
Starving. Did you hear me? I'm starving. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine.
There is a pause, during which the dog exits the room in a pointed manner. And then from the kitchen there comes a noise like someone is eating a baseball bat. Hey, what the hell are you doing? I make haste for the kitchen, and I find the dog there. The dog picks up an entire raw sweet potato, which is what was causing the baseball bat noise, and flees for the bedroom. I chase the dog, retrieve most of the sweet potato, less the portion which has disappeared into the dog's gullet.
See? Starving.
That can't be good for you. It's raw sweet potato.
I had to do it. I haven't been fed. Ever.
You realize you aren't normal. Normal dogs don't steal raw sweet potatoes.
Sadly, I was badly brought up.
Yes. Yes, you were.
By people who starved me.
Oh, no. I'm not doing this again. I leave the room, bearing the sweet potato. There's a pause, and then, once again, there is a noise like someone is trying to eat a baseball bat. Very, very quietly. Oh, for the love of God! I head off to the kitchen.
I am not eating a raw sweet potato.
You have sweet potato parts all over your snout.
But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you. I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato? I search around fruitlessly. Look, no more sweet potatoes. Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here. I'm going to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people can't be trusted. The dog attempts to look thwarted, but does not succeed because her tail is wagging so hard, small cyclones are forming in the kitchen. I have a very bad feeling about this. After a while, during which I did not even bother trying to return to what I was doing, I just stand in the computer room waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat eating noise. I stomp back into the kitchen. Okay, give me that damn sweet potato. The dog, looking up guiltily, says,
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I found it lying here.
I confiscate the sweet potato and deposit it in the locking trash can. Let us say no more about this.
No, they'll be stealing my sweet potato.
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar. I bonk my head on the desk. Arrgh! Arriving in the kitchen, I say, How did you even get another sweet potato?
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
I shut the dog in the bedroom. Conduct a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes. I wipe up the random sweet potato particles from the floor and try to eradicate all traces of sweet potato from the house. I let the dog out. The dog looks at me and says sulkily,
Well, so you think you've won.
I watch her go about her business with that same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when they meet Count Sinistra's Grimblack for the first time. Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat. Oh, what now? The dog is hunched over the remains of a butternut squash. Okay, fine. I stomp over and empty out the entire vegetable bowl into the trash. We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There. Are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry, and you went to a funeral without me.
Arrgh! A half hour later, there is another baseball bat-eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to win gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift. I haul the chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog who is very reluctant to part with them. Oh my God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be just easier to feed me?
Everyone go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel not so good.
The dog throws up, and the vomit is very bright orange. Unfortunate details ensue. Sometime later, attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. So what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy.
Our other dog, who I haven't mentioned before, is looking thoughtful. And I can sense him thinking,
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and everyone else who made it through that, is what kind of a day it has been. Frigging sweet potatoes, arrgh!
That was Starving, an audio skit by Harry and Paul Baya. Go ahead.
Once again, you've been listening to Wombats and Music. We hope you enjoyed our selection of songs today. Now, Dad, I understand this is well over 640 individual Wombats and Music episodes, and you continue to be showcasing your favorite music. It's fun to be part of this experience.
Well, yes, it's my legacy. I've got all these shows recorded, and I think it's going well up into the 680s now. And I have a good time with it every week, and it's nice to have a co-host.
Yeah, it certainly was fun, and I get to experience some music that I may not usually listen to, and vice versa.
Yeah, I had never heard any of the songs. I had heard Fast Car, of course. I'd even heard the Grammy version, but aside from that, I hadn't heard any of the songs you played tonight, so those are all new to me.
Well, it's always fun to listen to new songs, whether it's here for your radio show or just out there in the world, and great to be part of the show again, Dad. Thank you.
You're welcome, Paul. It's good to have you here. And now we're getting ready for the closing part of the show. And as is my tradition, I want you to join me. This is the audience participation part of the show. And you get to join me and be part of this. And you're going to join me in celebrating. And what we're celebrating is just being here. So, Paul, you ready to join me?
You got it, Dad.
Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. And also, I'd like to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. Goodbye.